The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh my goodness, this audience. Oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I said I wasn't going to mention the Bible League anymore, and that was my plan. I wasn't going to mention it anymore because we have far exceeded our goal. I just wanted to thank you. I wanted to praise God. I wanted you to rejoice. I wanted to share the good news with you. And then I was going to go on. I gave the phone number and said today, well, Brent in Johnstown called 800-YES-WORD just a few minutes ago. Brent in Johnstown. God bless you, Brent. I hope you are still listening. And are you ready for this? Yeah, remember what our goal was when we began last Thursday? It was $6,000. That was our goal when we began last Thursday. $6,000. We are now at $13,185. $13,185. I don't even have words. I don't. Brent, God bless you. Thank you for your love for God's word and for the persecuted church. How exciting is that? We are surrounded by so much bad news. And to think that there is an audience, a radio station in Columbus, Ohio, that has been blessed by God with such an audience that we have far more than doubled our goal for Bibles for the persecuted church. I don't have time to do the math, but I would think we're up around probably, I don't know, 180,000 or so people that are going to be impacted because of the generosity of this audience. And let me just say this, and then I'm going to move on. And I've said it before, but I say it because I mean it. I believe God keeps wonderful records. You know I do. God must have some incredible record-keeping system. Now, this money that has been given to Bible League is going to go to Bible League in Chicago. Then those Bibles are going to be printed, shipped, and distributed all over the world to the persecuted church. Now, as I said, radio stations all over the country are participating in this crusade. So, humanly speaking, I think it would be impossible. You know, let's say you gave $25. That's five Bibles. I think it'd be humanly impossible to find out who got the five Bibles that your $25 provided. I don't think Bible League could tell you. But I think God can. And here's what I believe. Throughout eternity, those of you who have participated in this campaign and other campaigns like it, throughout eternity, people are going to come up to you and say, you know what? I am here because you were listening to a radio station and you called a number and you gave, and your gift provided me or my family with a Bible, and we were impacted, And you and I are going to spend eternity in heaven together because you gave. I really do believe that. I really do. Talk about making a difference. So, again, I had no plan of mentioning Bible League again. We were done, finished, but I just had to thank Brent in Johnstown. And I'll just say, I guess we're not done. 800-YES-WORD, 800-9, pardon me, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I guess we're not finished. I'm just blown away. 800-YES-WORD, and to every one of you that have given, I don't care whether it's $5 or $1,000 or $2,000, thank you. You have made an investment in eternity. Thank you. This is one of the more bizarre stories that I had in my stack today. People were all up in arms at the University of Wisconsin a few days ago because someone put up posters on several campus buildings that said, and I'm looking at it right now, it big letters, UW, University of Wisconsin, and then in big letters, for whites only. For whites only. UW, for whites only. They were plastered around campus. For whites only. Well, people started getting really, really upset about it. It was reported to the administration. The administration said immediately, we're going to take this down. The police were called. It was reported as a hate crime. They began looking for the people who put up the posters. They sent out a series of tweets from the administration condemning it. This is not what the University of Wisconsin is about, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They found out that the posters were put up by, quote, I'm quoting, students of color. Yeah, they were put up by students of color as a protest. And what's fascinating is several people who put out tweets about how horrible, how awful this was, when they find out that the posters were not put up by a bunch of white supremacists, but by, quote, students of color, then they weren't sure how to respond. One student who was incensed and angry when they found out who actually put up the poster said, quote, I'm not sure how to feel now. Really? I keep saying it. There are some that are trying to unite us. There are other people who are trying to divide us. I stand with the people who are trying to unite us, whatever their color or political persuasion. I stand against the people who are trying to divide us. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Brady Live. Welcome on this Friday afternoon.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking.
Good. I am too. Bob, three comments and a question. Wednesday, we saw proof again of how Trump and his corrosiveness falls, it just gets worse and worse in terms of the degree of it and in terms of the people that affect. Wednesday we saw what I call is a group of hooligan congressmen go down and bust in a secure location skiff where they were carrying on the current investigation with regards to Trump's chicanery thuggery with the nation of Ukraine. These guys bust in there and just disrupt it. They're taking electronic devices, which you're not supposed to. Yeah, one of the congressmen videotaping what's going on in there and uploading it to Facebook. one of the social media. Then that very same day in district court, you have one of Trump's lawyers arguing that Trump is immune from any kind of persecution, even if he kills somebody. Not only can he not be persecuted, he can't even be investigated. So you got one of his lawyers saying, even if this guy goes, like, he goes out and says what he said he's going, what he could do, if he goes on Fifth Avenue and put a bullet in the head of somebody, he would get people on your side or I would still support him. This guy's saying he still can't be persecuted. He can't even be investigated. Okay? Which, again, gives you an idea of how corrosive this guy is. Okay? Then, Bob, yesterday, you asked a question at the end of your show. You said you don't see how anybody can support Democrats. Well, it's easy for Black Americans to support Democrats. We go, it's like water. Water goes always takes the path of least resistance. We take the path of least resistance that's going to lead us to full first-class citizenship. Now, unfortunately, conservatives never find themselves allied to Black Americans. And that's not just today. That's historically. As a matter of fact, I would reverse that and say I don't understand how anybody, number one, can support this guy who's in office, particularly when they say they believe us. And this guy, like I said, is
an out. Hey, Charles, right, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Let me just respond quickly and kindly. You need to really study history and the history of the Democratic Party and civil rights. I mean, from the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Democratic Party has nothing to be proud of concerning civil rights, and that's true. But I gave you a lot of time, and I'm glad that you called. I hope you have a good weekend, and I need to go. We'll be right back with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I keep thinking we're done, finished, and over with our Bible League campaign, but then we have Deborah in Dublin who calls 800-YES-WORD just a few minutes ago. Deborah in Dublin, thank you. God bless you. She just called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And we are now at 13,235. Now, with the matching grant, you know, to be totally honest, straightforward, with the matching grant, we're at $19,235 with the matching grant. Remember I told you there was a $6,000 matching grant. We needed to raise $6,000 in order to get that to kick in. You did. The $6,000 kicked in. And so you have given, apart from the grant, $13,235 with the matching grant, $19,235, almost $20,000 for Bibles for the persecuted church. Like I said, I thought we were done. Today's the last day, but if you want to join the others, you can still call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And obviously, this is the last I'm going to say about it, but you can still call through the weekend if you want to. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And I believe the banner at thewordcolumbus.com will stay up over the weekend as well. I'm not sure of that. I know it's up right now. I think it'll be up over the weekend, but I'm not sure. If you want to give online, you better do it today. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Bible League. My goodness. We hear often about the snowflake college students. Well, snowflake-ism has reached now to the prestigious Oxford University. Yes. The students at Oxford University, particularly the Oxford Union officers, the Oxford Student Union officers are backing the idea to ban clapping at student activities. Clapping. Yeah. Instead of clapping, they are advocating jazz hands. Now, some of you know what jazz hands are. That's the deaf symbol for applause, where you put your hands in the air and you just shake them. Jazz hands. For deaf people, that's applause. And they're doing it because, quote, applause noise can trigger anxiety. The ban on clapping would be at student union meetings and all events where traditional clapping and cheering presents an issue to those with anxiety issues. Yeah, the Oxford Student Union is trying to ban clapping. Goodness. And then there's this. My home state, my beloved home state of California, has the highest gas prices in America. In many places in California, gas is now over $5 a gallon. All over the state, it's in the $4. And again, in some places, $5. The governor of California has gone publicly and said, We're gonna launch a massive investigation. Gas prices should not be so high in our state. I am starting an investigation. This is the governor who supported the highest gas tax increase in America. Yeah. The gas tax in California is higher than any other state in the union. Plus, they have strict regulations on the gas in California concerning pollution and so forth. Average gas tax in the state of Ohio is about 30 cents. In California right now, it is 61 cents per gallon. Yeah. So the governor supports the highest gas tax in the country and then publicly says, I don't understand why we have such high gas prices. Really? Yeah. Hey, be in a good Bible-believing church. If you don't have one, find one. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.